Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, reminder, you can join me and the great Santana Moss at the Verizon store in Waldorf, located on Crane Highway, 2915 Crane Highway. I believe that's also known as 301.
It's such a busy, congested road.
Yeah. So it's right off of 301 in Waldorf, Verizon store.
You think they call it 301 in Waldorf? Like, we call it 301. What do you think they call it? Crane Highway. Because in Bowie, we don't call it Crane Highway.
Call it 301.
We call it 301.
Yeah. Good question. I'd say 50-50.
And I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know Waldorf.
Probably wrong, but I think I'm correct. I think you can take 301, like, all the way down to Florida.
Oh, you definitely can. I was right near 301 when I was in Tampa.
It's one of the longest roads in the country.
Is it really?
I think so.
It's an alternate. Sometimes, like when you're stuck on 95, you can try to get on 301.
Does it go over that Nubs Bridge?
You're going to pass a billion traffic lights.
Oh, yeah. The one that real high.
Take you a while.
And you'll pass something like that?
The Harry Nice.
The Nice Middleton Bridge. It's one of the most terrifying bridges.
That's the one that goes like this. Isn't that what it was called?
I called it the Harry Nice.
There's nothing nice in the name. There's nothing nice about it. It's a terrifying structure.
I thought it was a Harry Nice Bridge.
There is a Harry Nice Bridge. I think there's also a Tidings Bridge, too.
The Millard Tidings Bridge is up in northern Maryland near Delaware.
Yeah, that's a nothing bird.
Okay.
The Harry Nice is the one that goes like
the
this.
Tidings
that's the
Bridge
one that's pretty flat.
Is on the way to the Borgata.
Yeah.
That's a weird, marker,
in New York.
It's a straight shot.
Yeah.
The Nice Bridge goes straight up
in the air, but straight
and it's terrifying. Yeah. And I'm not afraid of bridges. I can drive on basically any bridge. That one scares me.
Dude, you ever
scurry
again?
I haven't been on
1.7 miles.
I don't want to veer off too much, but
I think I've been on it, but it's been
a long time ago. Do you get those reels where my life is dominated with reels?
I don't get
the answer
where,
is no.
Where people jump off the bridge. And, you know, they're always doing, like, daredevil stuff.
Okay.
And, like, I saw a guy, literally, he must have been 200 feet in the air. And he kind of, like, landed on his chest. And I'm thinking, and obviously people were jumping off this bridge as, like, a fun activity.
Okay.
How's he not dead?
I don't understand it.
How's he not dead?
Because
that bridge was so high.
I've been to the O-Town Indoor Swim Center. And I've been on the highest dive there, which isn't even very high.
Oh, that's high.
I mean, No, the one near where I live.
Oh, it's a 3 meter?
I don't know how many meters it is. I live in America. I don't use meters. Hello, I use feet.
Is it roughly 10, 11, 12
feet? It's probably 12 to 15 feet high, I would guess. And you stand up there, and this is 15 feet, and you look down at the water, and you feel
your
like
your knees are a knock.
You feel like you're 100 feet up.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine standing so like on a cliff where it's actually 100, 150, 200 feet. Like, and then
these
jumping.
People are crazy. Crazy
people. I don't know if you've seen these people. Well, they'll go to the edge of a waterfall. And they're like crawling on the rocks.
I've seen that before on my Twitter.
And they're like, they're looking over and they're doing it for the pick.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. They're doing it for clout.
Well, how about those divers, those competitions?
Like the Red Bull divers.
Yeah, they're jumping off of cliffs in Hawaii.
But at least they're professional divers.
The only scenario where I jump off a cliff is if I'm getting chased by a T-Rex, like in the reboot of, I think it was Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Where the brother and his little brother, they're right on the edge, and they're like, okay, we either get eaten by a T-Rex or we jump off this 250-foot cliff. Then I would do it.
I'm guessing that's not going to happen, though.
I'm guessing I'm not going to go to an island where there are mutated dinosaurs roaming around. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
I'm getting sweaty. I'm okay. Getting sweaty hands.
You're just getting the fight or flight response?
Yeah, just thinking about that.
Yeah.
So you guys know who's calling the Super Bowl, right?
I haven't paid attention.
It's Tom Brady.
Is it Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Okay.
There's some discussion now whether that could be his last game. Of course, Tom Brady's name has been brought up as much, if not more recently, in terms of the firing of Antonio Pierce with the Vegas Raiders and what they're going to do moving forward. A semi-frequent guest on the show is David Sampson. Used to run the Marlins. Mm-hmm. I think he was the team president.
He's a wild dude. He has very, very.
I think he's also the son-in-law of the owner, if my memory serves correctly.
I think that's right.
Which that helps.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
certainly
he
helps.
He has very strong opinions. Yes. So he's a fun guest.
But
to
he
have.
Ran a baseball
he
team.
He did, yes.
And he does a lot of media. Here's what David Sampson says about the future of Tom Brady broadcasting.
Guess what? Tom Brady's running that team right now, and the NFL knows it, and Fox knows it, and something's got to give. So enjoy Tom in the booth, because you're not going to see him there next year.
Whoa, what? Whoa, what? Where's he going to be? What?
He will be in the Raiders front office. He will not return as an analyst for Fox. You cannot be this involved in the operation of a team and be the number one analyst. It is an absolute insult to analysts what he's doing, and it's an insult to team presidents what he's doing. You end up doing both of them in a mediocre way, and I assume and I know that he'll I promise you.
Wait a minute, which is it? Wait. Get
do
it right.
Do you promise or
wait,
do you
get,
know?
Come on, right. David. Yeah. Yes. David, get the dismount right, please. Do you know it?
Damn
do
it.
You assume it? Do you promise it? If you're going to give us the soundbite of saying something no one else is saying, can you do it correctly, please?
What does he say there?
8-6-9. Sorry. The
squad, we get into no doubt.
No, it's the stack that you guys came back to break bled over into the clip. But but he's just saying he's promising that Tom Brady will not be back.
Right. I actually think he's right. And I think somebody probably told him that, like an agent or somebody, a network exec, somebody that he knows that's their best guess too. It's a great parachute because he sucks on TV. He's clearly uncomfortable with it. The reviews of his performance have been eh.
Yeah.
It's very reminiscent. He's better than when Montana tried to do it.
Montana was terrible.
But he not that much better. He's not a natural at it. And this is a great parachute.
Does he get the rest of his money bag? Probably not. It's like conflict of interest where.
Yeah, he's just, dude, his money like, bag
the,
is going to come from.
Would the league make him step down, though? Would it be like Roger Goodell steps in and says you can't do
you can
both?
Use that. Yeah, you could use that as an excuse.
Remember,
yeah.
He already wasn't allowed to like go to the other team's facilities and interview players and be in like certain meetings.
Right. Like if the Raiders were involved.
If
in
the Raiders
game.
Were involved, yeah.
I think
is everybody
David
okay
is
with
right.
that? I mean, doesn't hurt me.
I think he's boring.
I've said a million times. You could have a chip.
I don't care who's calling
and an orangutan
the games,
calling a game, and I'm going
to
watch the game. Like to me, it doesn't really matter. I understand.
Maybe there's
some gravitas about having like Buck and Aikman call the game because they've been doing it forever. But
some guys
I
indicate
don't care
a big
about
game.
The announcer.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're watching, you go, "Yeah, this is a big game."
And some guys like indicate JV.
I get some of these JV guys. Like we've had a lot of JV guys calling our games.
Oh, I thought they had JV last week with Mark Sanchez, and I think Mark Sanchez is good.
He's fine.
I've seen him as a guest on like the Colin Cowherd show. He's excellent at that when he sits down and breaks down stuff. As a color commentator,
he doesn't have the gravitas.
Weak sauce.
He doesn't have the even.
Just
Orlovsky,
give me the game
when I hear
give
Orlovsky.
Me, give me the game. Let me sit down as soon as the game kicks off. I don't need to watch an hour of the pregame talking heads.
It's annoying when there's three guys in the booth.
What about when there are four guys in the booth?
we ain't never doing that. No booths for me.
EB and Cakes did the hockey booth.
And we've stated we'll never do it again.
I almost want another crack at it.
Our new comfort zone is the
Go tell Joe B.
Is the alt cast.
Another crack at
the alt cast is our comfort zone. We don't need to be in there disturbing locker
room. We were overserved.
We'd call it a comfort zone.
Overserved, and we were trying to do shtick.
These are all good points.
It was stupid.
This is all true.
I botched it.
I've never seen a louder cheer in person than when the Caps went up 2.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
Glad that Jason...
When they went up 2, yeah, that's right, because they avoided overtime.
They got the empty netter.
I'm just glad that Jason
started packing up.
Jason finally took the baton from me that I held for so many years for picking the Flyers over the Caps at Capital One Arena. Jason today picked the Buccaneers on the WSA 9 broadcast that will happen earlier in the show. So I applaud you for that.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the spotlight off of me.
So look, I don't think any of us will be stunned if it's one and done for Tom Brady in the booth. But maybe he doesn't want to be the team president. I know he bought into the Raiders and he's a part owner. I don't know how much he owns.
Well, I could tell you this.
Probably 1% of the team.
Like a 5% or less.
5%?
I bet he wants to be a president more than he wants to be on TV. Because that job looks like he just didn't look super comfortable at it. He just didn't look great at it.
Do you ever see, so you're always talking about everything that you see viral. I've seen it over the last couple of weeks. He does like a top 5 teams or Brady's power players or something like that. Do you see that stuff?
No.
Do you believe he looks awkward doing that?
Where would I see that? Where
I see that on Instagram.
What does he do?
He does like his top 5 teams of the week.
No, I've never seen it.
Never seen that, and will
I'm
never
sure
see
Fox
it.
Has built in certain things besides him doing.
I see
the
him
color
do an
commentator.
Awkward hit with the guys
right.
at later.
He's got to do his hit with the guys on Fox.
Yeah,
and I think he's got to do some online content.
I haven't seen any of his online content. It hasn't come up on my.
I
reel.
Need to stop watching those old codgers on TV. Drab, did it blow your mind? I think this is like 2 or 3 weeks ago when Terry Bradshaw called Zach Charbonnet. He called him Zach Cabernet during a highlight. And he thought that was his name. And I said, well, again, why am I watching this senile
And he wasn't
old
joking
man?
And just joking
with
oh,
the
name.
Oh, he wasn't joking. He wasn't doing like a Chris Berman bit.
Yeah.
He called him Zach Cabernet.
Howie and Strahan grilled him for it.
No, because as soon as I heard him say that, I flipped the channel.
You sure it wasn't a bit?
I don't think it was a bit.
Sounds like it's a bit.
I think he just looked at his name, said, it looks like Cabernet. It's Charbonnet. And he just rolled with
every time he gets a carry, every one of those analysts say, there's 2 glasses of Charbonnet.
Oh.
Every single time he rushes the ball.
God, yeah, it's so bad.
I'm not sure. He might have been just joking with the name.
I don't know.
I saw they celebrated an anniversary. Have they been doing it for like 40 years?
Who?
Terry Bradshaw and those guys. Or maybe it was 31 years.
They got to put those guys out.
That's a ridiculous run.
That sounds right.
That is an old crew right there.
I cannot stand that crew. I mean, Howie is... I could tolerate Howie.
Yeah.
I cannot stand Terry at this point.
I mean, he's doing highlights and it's freaking painful.
And the fake laughter and, you know, Jimmy Johnson. Oh my God.
Hey, not
they just Joe. I know they do a lot of Joe.
I know it's not even funny.
I know a younger group that would take over that gig for not quite as high a price.
That's true. I would do it, but man, I'd be complaining about it. But I would do it.
Oh,
Cakes.
You wouldn't complain when you saw that paycheck.
I know.
You'd be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe what
Cakes,
we're getting."
That trajectory of our career is shot.
I wonder what
they've been going at it since '94.
'94.
Yeah, that's just a couple years longer than us.
That's quite a run by them.
No, but for TV, that's pretty incredible.
It's a great run, but they got to take like Kevin O'Leary would say, kick Bradshaw behind the barn, shoot him.
Hey, all I know is we're going to be doing monumental alt cast in the year 2045.
All right, it's the Fox pregame show. EB, who do you like in the Panthers 49ers game?
I don't know.
I only care about my locals.
Yeah. They're the Panthers.
They're the Panthers.
Yeah. He would be the one doing the highlights.
Yeah. They're the Panthers.
How old is Terry Bradshaw?
I'm going to say Terry Bradshaw is
73.
I'm going to guess 75. I don't know. I have no idea.
I would say 75.
76.
Yeah.
I'm pretty silly with people's ages.
Yeah.
Pretty good at it.
Again, I saw him last year in Columbus, Ohio. He walked into the hotel I was at. I was at the bar. And he sat behind me and he ordered a beer and then he pulled out some NyQuil and he was doing both.
How old is Howie Long, Cakes?
Howie Long. Howie Long is 66. 64.
65.
I told you I'm pretty good at people's ages.
He looks damn good for 65.
Except when a radio executive walks in and I overestimated his age.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
By about a dozen years.
Who was that?
Michael Hughes.
What did you guess?
Thought
he was really old.
He was offended. I think I called him like in his mid-50s, and he was probably like in his mid to
was he, early is Michael
mid-40s.
Hughes actually younger than us?
No chance.
I don't think so.
But
I definitely thought he was older than he was, and he was none too happy.
Right. Remember, we've got Scott Abraham from ABC7, and later we're going to give you our official picks on the Commanders playoff game and take your calls at 800-636-1067.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.